The fiscal year 2014 omnibus spending package approved by the House and Senate and just signed by the President combines all 12 appropriations bills for spending categories, including agriculture, energy and water, and other areas that impact farmers, into one measure. The trillion-dollar-plus bill that helps prevent another government shutdown until at least October 1st continues major nutrition programs, includes a key policy on overseas food aid, and boosts rural development. In the spending measures agriculture section, there's an allocation of $316.4 million for the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative, as well as funding for two programs that provide nations in need with assistance in the form of American-grown agricultural commodities. Also provided is funding for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service to resume previously suspended reports and begin compilation of several current industry reports formerly conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau. The bill's energy and water section includes provisions that will significantly increase funding for waterways components, providing $1 billion for port and navigation channel maintenance and dredging. However, the bill does have its critics, as the National Farmers Union points out that while the bill includes much-needed funding increases for rural development programs, it believes that it made detrimental cuts to the Women, Infants, and Children program. NFU President Roger Johnson says appropriations for the Commodity Futures Trading Commission fall short of the agency's needs, and he is disappointed by the non-binding report language that is critical of country of origin labeling. Also not included was funding for USDA to inspect the processing of horses for human consumption, a measure that the American Farm Bureau Federation has supported. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.